slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
I dalje smo u Groningenu. Dođi Zorica, evo nam je Zorica sa Exita ovoga trenutka, ulazi u studio. Imamo neke divne stvari da vam saopštimo. Exit je prošle godine, ove godine proglašen za najznačajniji glavni festival evropski. Evo, polako se skupljamo ovde u medija centru da vidimo, da vam objavimo sve te lepe informacije, jer slavimo već dva dana, možete da budemo ponosni. I kao zemlja da imamo jedan takav festival koji smatraju u Evropi najznačajnijim. Mi smo jedna mala zemlja, ali što da radimo? Takva je situacija. Tu je i Rene, divni Rene, pusti CD. Danas ćemo preslušavati pesme koje su juče izvođene. Dakle, imamo ekskluzivni materijal sa Dodele Eva nagrada. Uživo slušamo izvođače koji su svirali. So please, play it for me.
Welcome to the European Border Breakers Awards 2014. The awards that are given by the European Commission to emerging European artists for being successful with their first international release. Chart success, radio airplay and live performances at the main festivals are the criteria for winning an EBA award.
What's the sound you were saying? European sound?
I guess there is a European sound and as opposed to an American sound.
There's a sense of adventure, a spirit of adventure, a spirit of wanting to try.
The love for catchy melodies is something we all
da,
have.
To je bio taj trailer jedan koji ide i sad ćemo da pređemo na muziku koja se sinoć ovde svirala u Osterportu gde se sada nalazi.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Lucas Graham! Let's hear it for Lucas Graham! Marvellous! What a super way to get the show going, I think you'll agree. And I'm delighted to say that in the room as a special guest here this evening, we have a previous winner, a previous recipient of the EBA Award. Somebody who is a personal favourite of mine, somebody whose voice I just love. Please welcome in this corner, Caro Emerald! You won the EBA Award. What did that mean to you when you won that?
A whole lot. I was just, that was after a year I started to release my music in Holland, and I just started to sign with labels across borders. And this was the first recognition internationally for me.
And you're the perfect example of an EBA winner because you have, for instance, in Britain, people love you. I love you, but everybody loves you all around the world. So you're an artist from Holland who's then gone on to all these other countries and people love you. How have things changed since 2011 when you won?
Oh, so many things have changed. It's just unbelievable. I've been traveling so much. I've been traveling all over Europe. I've been touring all over Europe. I've been traveling to the US even to do shows, and I honestly feel like I'm an international artist. Yeah.
You are an international artist. You're a brilliant artist, and also you're about, this is one of the last things you do before you go now and do something even more brilliant, which is going to have a baby. So we'd like to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
And also, I really, what we'd every man, woman and child in this room, what they're longing for you to do is sing, because we love your voice. Would you give us a little something?
I'd love to.
We'd love to hear Caro sing, wouldn't we? Yes. Would you accept that? All right. I love this song that you wrote. You wrote this song. It's a very nice song that you wrote, this one.
I wrote it, yeah. I recall.
Sorry.
But that's all right. We'll just do it again.
Disastrous technical pitch. Hang on. Somebody needs to fix this. Sorry, I'll fall on my hands. Sorry. Edit. My fault. Microphone's fault.
Yes. Single, used to flirt, fool around and mingle. Then you came along, and suddenly it changed completely. Now some girls fall, and others keep on playing. Forget the now, and keep on yesterday. And now I know it's wrong. You came along, I changed completely. Show each and every night before I sleep. When I look up at the stars in the galaxy near afar, I'm always with you, baby, wherever you are. Now I look at you and I sure see a genius. It's kind of crazy, but you don't think I mean this. You filled up my heart and I know that I changed completely. Directed when you came along, I'm happy my life changed completely. I'm talking to you, you filled up my heart, and I know that I changed completely.
Radio Beograd 1:18 i 10 minuta. Ovde se menja situacija iz sekunda u sekund. Malo pre smo bili sami, ja bila sama u ovom divnom studiju koji je 3FM radio, holandski radio, nama obezbedio zahvaljujući EBU i Eurosoniku. I u ovom trenutku imam jedan pravi bend, puno momaka. Imamo divnog novinara Andrewa, kolegu sa BBC-a, imamo puno finih ljudi. Ja ću sada njima da, njih da zamolim, pošto smo uveli i Zoricu, našu prijateljicu sa Exita, koja je juče bila na Bini na dodeli nagrada, da čestitamo svima, da čestitamo Exitu na nagradu. So please, this girl Zorica is from Exit. Yesterday, we won the major festival award. Do you know that?
Yes, congratulations!
Salute to Zorica and to Exit.
Yeah.
If you want to play. Ok, ako hoće da sviraju na Exitu, moraju da vole Zoricu. U svakom slučaju, band iz Litvanije, Prata Vetra, velika je atrakcija. Mi smo imali prilike da ih slušamo ispred Ariema u Beogradu, tada su se zvali Brainstorm, a upravo ovo naziv njihov na litvanskom isto znači, i sada ćemo da vam predstavimo momke. So guys, please introduce yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. We are Prata Vatra. My name is Kaspars.
Hello. I'm Magic.
Hello.
Yes, hello everybody.
We are,
hello.
We are twins.
We are twins. Hello. Twins. Kaspars, Renars and Kaspars and Janis and Maris. Yes, with me.
What are you playing, you twins guy?
Hello.
Triple.
We play some or guitars or keyboards and or
drums
and that's
and we
that.
Sing and we sing
or songs
sing
and
all,
most
yeah.
of importantly we sing.
Yes. And dance, and dance,
and dance, dance, and
that's
dance
the,
actually.
That's the key.
And actually, we would like to present you. That's a unique case, because this is a radio and you can't see it. But we would like to present you our
Thank you, Dance.
Okay. We would love to hear.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting.
Do you need the music for that?
Pateicos, pateicos no visas sirds jums, pateicos.
Bravo. Ovo je bilo stvarno nešto originalno i
glitvenje. Wow.
No. You can see the camera all around us.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were in Belgrade?
Yes, we do. We were together, we were supporting R.E.M.
How does it happen? It's a great stuff.
It is great, yes, that was a great opportunity. Actually, that happened because of that lady with a phone in her hands. and we supported R.E.M. on 10 concerts.
Yes.
Throughout Europe. That was wonderful.
Yes. Dakle, momci su bili sa R.E.M.om po cijeloj jugoistočnoj Evropi dok su oni tada bili na turneji. Sada ću da ih pitam da li su ih upoznali. So, did you meet guys?
Of course we
and
met.
And Michael Stipe,
of course.
We talked with him.
And we talked with him, and he talked with us. No, they are really, really nice. It all started with the first gig when we came to the arena. We were in our rehearsal room, and then the door opened, and all R.E.M. guys came in, and they came with the champagne, and they said, welcome to the tour. It's so great that you joined us. And we were so thrilled. And then afterwards, before every concert, Michael Stipe came on the stage and said, hey, at the beginning of the concert, he said, hey, it's great that you came, and we'll play a wonderful concert tonight, but before that, please enjoy our friends Prata Vatra. And that was really like something. He's a very gentleman.
Yes, he is. Da, stvarno lepo uspomen ovih divnih momaka koji su postali veliki evropski bend. Upravo ćemo da slušamo njihov album koji su doneli i posle nastavimo priču. Let's play some music. René. Sastav Brata Vetra, u prevodu na engleski je to Brainstorm. Na srpski da prevodimo već nema smisla, to su nazivi ovog benda koji je gost. Volimo kad smo u Groningenu da imamo i jedan sastav živo u studiju koji je deo CITE programa, čini smo i mi deo. Ovaj sastav je napravio lepu evropsku karijeru, došao je čak i do Glastonberija. Ali pre toga imamo još jednog divnog gosta, Andrew Charles je divan prijatelj iz Londona, novinar, buker, kolega, i donao je, to je već postala tradicija, lepu mi čašu vina. So cheers, dear Andrew.
Cheers, Katarina.
It's so nice to work. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
You know that, guys?
Yeah, I do. I was fortunate enough to be given an opportunity to book them for a small, up-close, personal show in London in front of their UK-based fans and other people. And foolishly, I didn't realise the power of the Latvian fan in the UK, or at least London. And the venue is way too small. But, you know, it was supposed to be a personal show, so it didn't really matter. But we left about 10 or 20 tickets on the door for a walk-up. And we had a queue all the way up to Highgate Tube Station in North London, much to the owner of the club's chagrin.
So
we had a massive door crisis to manage most of the night. And then I had to go out and I had to talk to these people, say, sorry, I've messed up, sorry. And while they're all filming me and posting me on YouTube. And so, yeah. Three cheers to the Latvian fans of Brata Vetra and, of course, the band themselves.
In London. Dakle, veliku bazu ovaj band ima u Londonu. Čak je pokušao Andri Andrew i da ih bukira, ali je uzao mali klub. Evo, upravo ste čuli kako je, kako se to sve neslavno završilo sa puno ljudi ispred. But you guys, you make on Glastonbury, you made this year on Glastonbury.
Yes, we did. That was a huge thing for the band, of course. The biggest festival ever.
Huge was the thing? The
it was 3 days that huge.
The hugeness of three days.
Yes, the big 3 days. And we stayed there as well. We slept in the tents. Like, we participate in this festival for real. Like,
it is
as
nice
deep
thing
as we can.
Nice. So, dear Andrew, what do you think about Eurosonic this year? And above all,
well, you know what? I've been making my own podcast for Art Rocker back in the UK, but so I've been really busy running around. Tonight will be the real night where I get a good chance to check out what I want to check out. Very, very excited to see an Estonian act called Winnie Pooh. Crazy kind of face painted. They look like a bunch of children's TV presenters, but I believe they do some kind of weird punk rock. And I think you should play them, actually, Katarina. It's on the CD.
I will.
I'm pretty looking forward to that. Also, Hello Comet tonight, Austrian, as it's the year of the Austrian, maybe. And Black Lizard, which is an art rocker new blood band of the year. Black Lizard from Finland, we'll go and see them. And Girl Band, perhaps, from Ireland.
Can I recommend you something?
Of course.
Kirill
you
Tchaikovsky.
Know I listen to you.
Yeah.
You know.
I listen to you too. Kirill Tchaikovsky, you have to see him.
What
he's
time?
From 12:30.
Oh, my time of night or morning.
Okay. You have to, and Repetitor. Repetitor is the band from the Belgrade.
Excellent.
They are playing tonight. They were playing yesterday.
We can go together.
We'll go together.
Fantastic.
Night is ours. Dakle, večera se tek događaju koncerti. Ovde se inače preko 300 koncerta dešava za vreme Eurosonika, to ćemo nekako izgurati. Sada ćemo slušamo dalje sastav Brata Vetra, album se zove Another Still Alive, a numera koja slušamo Queen of England's Treasure. Thank you so much. Woo!
house. It dreamed of toads. We held aloft a bars of steel, the light and bold. We hope to feel. We run through lights deep beyond measure. And steal the queen of England's treasure. Above the rooftops, above the trees, escape the law with careless ease. Only children have days like these. Dame the jet stare out of the sky and tie a bar of tiger's eye. Come back, Aladdin. Come back, please. Forgive, forgive the 40 thieves. We run for life. Deep beyond measure, and steal the queen of England's treasure. We climb and hide as we please, escape the law with careless ease. Only children have things like these. We hide and climb as we please, escape the law with careless ease. Only children have things like these. Gives us strength against our fears. Come back, Aladdin, come back, please. Forgive, forgive. Ecco, 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 ecco.
PGP RTS vam predstavlja novi album grupe Ja ili Bu. Kukovo leto u prodaji.
Ja ne znam, dragi,
da PGP RTS vam predstavlja
godina koja je i koji
muziku među javom i među snom. Na novom albumu Lene Kovačević.
Nisi me bio vredan ti, ni jedne noći,
san, niti jednog u prodaji. Dana,
moja ljubavi.
Eko.
Eko.
the secret of Coca-Cola. I would give away the recipe. If you're a gangster in a prison, I would come to rescue, set you free. I would send you an escape plan. I would do it through telepathy. All these things I have to give you, I am giving just to make you see.
Radio Beograd 1, 18:29, slušate direktno iz Groningena Pop Karusele, mislim da mena pop kulture. Tri žive emisije radimo odavde i mogu vam reći da je kod nas ovde najzanimljivije i trenutno je ovde partija u studiju Radio Beograda 1. Ali gde sam ja tu i tako je jednostavno lepo druženje. Šta da radimo? Posle ćemo da idemo po koncertima, nadamo se da će biti isto zanimljivo. I dalje smo u društvu sastava Prata Vetra. Slušat ćemo naravno i ekskluzivne snimke sa EBA Awardsa i danas i sutra, ali da posvetimo pažnju još malo ovim divnim momcima koji su došli, jer ovde je strašna gužva, čak nismo mogli ni naše repetitore koji sviraju da nekako ubedimo da treba dođu u studio. Svi su nešto neprofesionalni. Ako hoćete neko da napravite karijeru, morate da budete profesionalni. To su prvo ovi momci koji jako dugo iz daleke zemlje pokušavaju da naprave nešto i uspeli su. Jedan od najznačajnijih evropskih bendova. So dear guys, come here.
Thank you for dear.
Tell us something
in
English.
Dear guys.
No, it's not like that.
Yes, please.
No, you're such a dick. Tell us more.
We'll tell you more. So okay. This is a game.
Okay.
So everybody tells a word.
Yeah.
We go.
Word by word.
And we will come to
in English.
Yes, and we will come to a wonderful sentence.
Yes.
So, Andrew, you start, please.
Sustain.
Sausage.
Sustain sausage?
Is keeping
the good
vibe.
Vibe.
Wow.
Nice.
Malarkey.
Malawi?
Potpuno je pogrešno staviti engles.
This means messing around.
Make it on a 12. So, Andrew, I'm listening to the best number 12. What will you do after your Sonic Festival?
Oh, that's easy. That's easy answer. We go home for 7 hours.
Seven hours.
And then the next place is Volgograd in Russia.
Russia.
Okay, it's a big tour.
Yes, that's the not big tour. It's just
bigger like
far tour.
Far. You're here on Eurosonic. What does it mean to you? Do you think it is important to be here?
Kaspar's already in the middle of summer was impatient. Just to, when we finally go to Netherlands? When will we go to Eurosonic?
Now? We say no, wait.
Are we going tomorrow? No. So, you have to wait. And so this is a huge celebration for Kaspars.
Yeah.
We are very glad for him. We are very glad for all of us, for Prata Vatra being here. Yeah. And it's really great to be here. And yesterday was a wonderful show, European Music Festival Awards.
Yeah.
It was really, really fun. Really fun. And Ben Chalice, he's such a Chalice. actually, Chalice in Latvian means the man. Dude. Yes, Chalice.
I saw him staggering home at about 3 in the morning.
I
was lost, so I was just as bad.
But then we met him at 4 o'clock in a pub, and he was drinking another beer.
Rock and roll.
He's the dude. Ben the dude.
Nove generacije, da. Uglavnom su svi pitomije, mogu vam reći, nego ovi stariji muzičari, divni momci, jako lepo vaspitani. I evo, pitat ćemo ih još nešto. I have this album you gave me today as a present. I have from the... Yeah, thank you so much.
That's welcome.
New year present. Yes. I have from the summer. I got it. Tell me more about this album. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we recorded it already 2 years ago, I suppose, and we will start record the new album in this year, and record sessions will start in Berlin after some month. So it's already...
The producers are calling already.
Yes, producers are calling already. So, but that one, Another Still Live, we recorded in New York and Hudson, and in Oxford in England, so in two studios. with producer David Field and...
what is your favorite song?
Favorite track on that one? It's actually, there are many of them. I would call Lantern, Butterfly in a Bottle, and Europe, Queens of England, Another Still Live, you know. There's some 12 tracks. There's some 12 tracks. It was pleasure, and we have a very good time while recording it.
Da, jako ozbiljno su radili. U stvari, momci iz Latvije su proputovali ceo svet da bi svoje muzičko delo prezentovali, jako to rade disciplinovano. Guys, you will perform tomorrow. Oni će sutra uveče nastupiti u okviru Eurosonica. Do you know the place and the time?
Of course, we know the place and the time. The place is called Huy de Beur. Huy de Beur. I just hope I pronounced it right.
It sounds like an avant-garde author. I don't know.
Actually, the first word sounds European. A little bit tricky for me, because Huy... No. It doesn't sound like I changed my mind. It doesn't sound tricky at all. It's just Huy de Beur. Huy de Beur.
And then when
tomorrow at, I suppose, some 10 o'clock.
Is it in the center of Groningen?
I've never been there, actually. Because I was just saving a surprise for a moment for me.
Yes. So everybody more than welcome. Tomorrow we will crash that place.
Vići ćemo da ih slušamo u svakom slučaju, da budemo tamo s njima. I želimo im sve najlepše. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you very much.
Poštovani slušalci, bio je to sastav Prata Vetra. Imali smo prilike da ih slušamo ispred Arijema. Doći oni na Exit sigurno, ovde se svašta događa i sve se završava. Na velikom nivou slušamo još jednu numeru njihovu, zove se Butterfly in the Bottle. Let's do it.
Black balsam in the bottle.
Just
slušate Radio Beograd 1, 18 časova i 40 minuta, uskoro privodimo kraju i ovo jednu čudnu emisiju odavde, ali tako se to sve odvija kad imate živi program iz inostranstva, dođe tako nešto. Danas je drugi dan Eurosonic festivala, idemo večera da slušamo drugi put repetitore, kao što smo vam malo pre rekli. Slušat ćemo i Kirila Džajkovskog kao jednog od najznačajnijih predstavnika CITE programa, kome su bili i naši ovi gosti tokom emisije Vrata vetra, i onda ću još malo da se pozdravim sa Andrewom, da vidim kakvi su njegovi utisci i uopšte kakva je situacija u Londonu kada je muzička scena u pitanju. To je jedno potpuno besmisleno pitanje. So, dear Andrew.
Hello.
Hello. When it... Tell me about your situation. We are being photographed now.
Oh, no.
Da, ovdje smo velike zvezde, više slikani nego, da, nego ostali muzičari, obzirom se radi o mladim ljudima. Is it confused to be in the music industry in London?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Because there's the, well, there's the nature of the digital revolution with it being so easy to DIY yourself out into the marketplace. Also has a counter, which is great. Also has a counter flip side in that the industry and the people manning the industry has shrunken vastly. They've got rid of so many people. So there's actually not enough industry out there to handle the amount of music being made. And the amount of music being made has been, I think, being governed by the fact that it's so easy now because of the digital revolution.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that does cause, I think, not just in London or the UK, but globally, lots of chaos where markets and marketing and making a living out of music is concerned.
Da, isti je problem ako smo slučajno mislili da mi samo imamo problem oko izdavaštva i diskova. Ako to dođe iz centra muzike, znači da je to jedna globalna jedna situacija i trenutno takvo stanje. Otprilike to je pričao Andrew. So, what will you do after Eurosonic?
What will I do after Eurosonic?
Yeah.
I've got a few little bits and bobs on media-wise, a few projects, but I'm going to be also working with a band. A magnificent psychedelic rock and roll band called Desert Mountain Tribe back home in London. So we've got some great things planned for the 2014. A few showcases, the Berlin Psych Festival, and a new record in June. So I'm working with those guys right now as a kind of manager.
I never told you I would be in London in 14th of February. Evo sad sam otkrila 14. februara.
Is that Valentine's
Day? Yeah, we'll be there.
Be my Valentine.
Of course, with a pleasure. Fantastic. Evo, zakazali smo, poštovani slušalci, to je to. Slušamo, čekaj da pokušamo da se upustimo. Još malo muzike se dobile EBA Award. Nešto je zakazalo, probat ćemo nešto drugo. Asgir, može Asgir.
Your heart-shaped box for To talk to you
all the time, pleasure is all mine. So yesterday we won the award for the major festival in Europe.
Yes, it's very exciting for Exit. Massive news for them, all their hard work, the festivals, obviously how it started originally as a student movement, as a protest against the communist regime, how far they've come since then. You know, it's a team that's constantly evolving. There's lots of challenges for them every year, you know, lots to do with budgets and different things with the site, and there's always issues that they have to get over each year. But each year they create an amazing festival for the people and bring young people for the region together. So it's great that they're being recognised for their efforts.
It's a wonderful thing. And they are still are protesting, but with the music, with the good music and good lineup. How long do you start with Exit?
I think I've been working with them for about 9 years now. So, you know, I've been there when they've done the human trafficking campaigns, the visa campaigns. I think they've been doing like kind of employment campaigns, trying to encourage people to get into work, that kind of thing. So they're always trying to do a different kind of campaign each year to still contribute and stay true to their roots.
That's a wonderful award. What will you give them?
I hope it'll give something to the people of Serbia, so they know they have one of the best festivals in the world. So it'll reignite their excitement for the festival as well. I think a lot more people internationally might now think about coming to Exit if they haven't before, or we hope they will. And we hope maybe some more mainstream big media might now be interested in coming. I think last year CNN reported on Tomorrowlands because they were the best major festival. So maybe it could lead to more high-profile TV coverage like that.
To make easy for the wonderful guys who did.
Yeah, they deserve the coverage. They deserve to be highlighted, you know. And Serbia also deserves to be highlighted as a great country for a festival.
It is a miracle that we in Serbia have something like that, which
is wonderful in Europe.
But so also,
thankful for that.
Yeah, but also I think one of the Lonely Planet guides, Belgrade came up as one of the top party capitals. So, you know, Serbia does have a lot going for it. So hopefully people will see that more now.
You have to come to Belgrade. It still works, that call I tell you. It is underground city, you will love it. Totally underground.
I would love to come. Whenever I come to Exeter, I'm always so busy. Yeah. We end up spending like a week in Novi Sad, then just have to get straight back home and back to work. So maybe that should be my mission for 2004. Make time to come to Belgrade. And you can show me around.
With a pleasure.
Lovely.
With a pleasure.
That'd be amazing.
Thank you for all the support you gave Exeter and Radio Belgrade too.
Oh, thank you. We'll hopefully see you at Exit again too.
Of course. Exit. We are doing live shows from then together.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dini.
Bila je to Nikki McNeil iz Global Publicity, jedna od glavnih i ključnih osoba kada je festival Exit u pitanju, na koje pomaže, bukira izvođače, završava te pravne stvari i mnogo voli našu zemlju i voli taj festival. Jako se radovala. I s njom smo poentirali današnju emisiju. Poštovani slušalci, hvala vam na strpljenju. Budite i sutra s nama, ne znamo kako će se odvijeti do kraja, mi imamo pripremljene neke divne razgovore i intervjue, ali svašta se lepo desi u Groningenu. Odo smo mi sada u noć da slušamo koncerte, vama želimo sve najlepše i ostanite uz Radio Beograd 1, sa vama su bili Miroslav Antonijević u Beogradu i Veselin Maldaner, a iz Groningena vas pozdravlja Katarina Epštajn, sve najbolje vam želimo.